This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Freddie Gibbs, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes,
Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. What a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I love The Score, man. I've been rocking with it since it was the Sports Radio 820 back in the 90s.
That's how amazing. You cut a promo, sir.
Afternoons on The Score.
Well, yeah, I think you recognize some things that could potentially help us out. And our players brought it to life, really, at the end of the day. He's coached a lot of football in this league. He's very smart. I think he does a great job of tweaking some things as we go through the game, tweaking some things as we've gone through the season to help us out as much as we possibly can. And then it's up to the players to come through for us. And it was a good combination of both. I do think he adjusted a couple things, and I think our guys really brought that vision to life.
It's Ben Johnson talking about Dennis Allen, and we saw the Bears be able to rally in the second half, and obviously the offense is what we key on here.
25 points in the fourth quarter.
I mean, it's hard not to key on the fact that they scored 25 points in the fourth quarter.
Rising star in the sports and entertainment universe at quarterback. All those are very shiny objects that are worthy of attention.
You mentioned that you were looking for the door to be ajar at the end of the first half, and it was, because McManus missed that kick and two other kicks, and I think the last one that he missed was the most important.
Bears special teams won the day, the night.
They'll have an opportunity to do that again on Sunday because the Rams struggle on special teams. But that's for when we turn the page.
When you turn the page.
Turn the Page Industries is going to wait until later on this week.
Until its president and CEO return to action.
And we're letting people bask in this.
That's a good idea.
Because it's
that
a good thing.
Sense. Yeah.
So Big Ann Heron, who's sitting in for Speaks today, what happened? Like, schematically, emotionally, physically, what happened to the Bears in the second half?
So there was definitely blitz pressure that was brought by Chicago in half number two. But it's not like they didn't blitz at all in the first half. It's not like they didn't blitz in the previous two matchups they had against Green Bay. But we heard it a little bit from Ben Johnson there. And I was talking to the Midday Show about this some yesterday. Things have to conjoin. The play call has to marry itself with schematic execution. And so defensively, pretty frequently, especially when you have someone who's of an aggressive temperament as a defensive play caller like Dennis Allen, a lot of times the temperament that your players attack their assignment with matters a lot. And so even just walking bodies up toward the line of scrimmage more frequently, showing run fronts that are going to be more difficult to run into. Now Jordan Love pre-snap has to try and determine, where am I going to go with the football? Am I checking out of a run into a pass play where I think maybe I've got a shot play matchup? But you've got this center fielder in Kevin Byard, who's led the National Football League in interceptions really throughout the entire decade he's been in the league, but specifically this season as well. But there was more physical presence toward the line of scrimmage from the Bears. The secondary was much stickier in coverage. You saw Jalen Johnson in phase with pass catchers, Tyreek Stevenson in phase with pass catchers. And so to be able to throw off the timing of the Packers' passing attack while Jordan Love is feeling that physical presence pre-snap, you bring some edge pressure as the Bears did frequently. Like, it's one thing to mug the linebackers up into the A-gap, but then as you have them mugged up, you're creating one-on-one matchups, even if they don't truly believe you're going to blitz. And when we talk mug looks, it's when you bring the linebackers standing, showing a physical presence over the center, into the A gaps, inside shades of those guards. When you show that, you're still creating matchups for the defensive line, matchups for Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, some of the speed the Bears were showing. We're willing to bring these guys off the edge. And especially with Kyler Gordon back in the lineup, him as a blitzer, the entire National Football League has recognized for years now what a hellacious blitzer Kyler Gordon is. So it enhanced the Bears' run fits, where you had Josh Jacobs bottled up in a way that the Bears haven't bottled him up anytime they faced him. So that second half, the Packers have no run game. And then it turns into Jordan Love wondering, how much time will I legitimately have in the pocket? But the schematics are only part of that. Montez Sweat started to win rushes. Austin Booker won more rushes. The activity up front. Grady Jarrett, he's been looking healthier and healthier throughout the season. I think that was Grady Jarrett's best game of the year that he saved even for the playoff game. It's not because he was sacking the quarterback, but he was flying all over the place. And you just saw that activity up front show up so much for the Bears, all the population that was brought to the football snap after snap. Yes, DA brought some more heat, but in addition to just bringing some heat, the Bears, their temperament, the extra heartbeat that they played with in half number two brought the heat as well.
And you brought up Austin Booker. I feel like over the last few weeks, it's been hard to deny that he's been a factor.
Right, yeah.
And I know that it's not – the sack number isn't exactly where you want it for either one of the ends, but the activity level, I've been told by a lot of players that the just rallying to the ball is how you end up forcing fumbles and forcing interceptions, like all of that stuff. And we saw it play out. That play, like the Tyreek play, that where he forces the fumble.
Right.
Like, that's a big play. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that is notoriously been kind of hampered with the you're the guy that gave up the big play against Washington, for him to not give up on that particular play. Uh-huh. I love seeing that. I love seeing that I don't even know what the blitz percentage was, and it may have even gone down in the
Wouldn't
second half.
Wouldn't surprise me if it did.
But I think that you're so right on about one, Kyler, one of the things that makes him special, the reason why he is the highest paid nickel is because he run supports.
Yeah.
He comes and helps you out.
Yep.
And even though he's usually the smallest guy on the field, he is still a willing participant to go get somebody.
And that's where I wonder if, you know, who knows how many more days or weeks we have of this Bears season, but there's a world where Kyler Gordon knocking the rust off being in the lineup longer. Jalen Johnson, every week he's in the lineup knocking the rust off. There's a world where this Bears defense, this Bears secondary that we came into the season confident this Bears secondary was going to be a strength of the team. And then you had no Jalen Johnson and you had no Kyler Gordon. And Nashawn Wright became one of the better playmakers in football, but he's not as sticky in coverage as the top corners in the industry are. But so the Bears defense and the secondary kind of figured out a world and a role to how to get by with these guys. But no TJ Edwards. Yes, I love what DeMarco Jackson has done in the lineup. That could still end up proving to be a big loss, a significant loss, especially because he and Noah Sewell are out. So they're just really thin at linebacker. But there's a world where this Bears defense just assuming health for some of these guys who've missed significant time. Tremaine Edmonds maybe gets better each week. Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson. as I've been saying, I've been saying it to the midday show, a bit of that is kind of wish casting, but I do think we're seeing those signs. Jalen is looking better every week. Kyler Gordon looked better the other night than he did the previous week. Or, well, no, he hasn't been out there in weeks, but he looked better at the more action he got in the game. And there's no reason to assume that won't continue to be the case if he's able to maintain in the lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.